Thank you for holding. Is this Shane?
Yes, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane. Hi. How you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
That's exactly what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing and details with you. There were some discounts that she requested, but did you have any like questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
Okay, I can see that because what I understand from Kara is if, let's say, I want to be in the top listing when people try to search the keyword of shower door, so I will be on the top listing. And I believe that this one, there would be some additional charges for that. And I was told this is month-to-month basis, there is no contract. So can you please quote me what is the monthly price if I want to be on the top listing?
Yeah, so with the discounts applied, it would be $199 month to month.
Okay, $199. $199 is the additional charges to what I am having now, or this is separate?
Yeah, so the Google Business Profile is separate. Everybody can create their Google Business Profile, but what we do is we list it as a top recommended option on the first page. The reason you want to be on the first page is 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from the first page and in this section. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look at the moment that they do the search, right? And then obviously they're going to look at reviews and click on your website and things like that. So right now you just have a Google Business Profile. That's free. You can create that. You could verify yourself. But you have to have a listing actually become available on the first page in order to move that listing up there. Does that make sense? So that's why we're reaching out to you, is because we have the availability. The $199 covers the entire placement for the month. There's no extra charges per lead or click or call. So even though you might be getting calls every single day from the placement, you're not going to get charged for each individual call or lead. It's just the $199 for the entire month to keep yourself up there. Make sense?
Okay. So this $199 is just for the purpose for the top listing for the company, right?
Correct.
Okay, I got you. And before I go further, I have a question. I don't know, maybe I can refer to you or anyone else. Since last week, there was a lady also called me for few times already, and she said she wants to speak to the owner only. Even though I told her saying that I'm the person in charge, she don't want to talk to me. And she said she referred to her superior whether can talk to me or not. So they just now Kara called me. I'm not sure whether they all these are the same case or different case, but Kara did give me a good explanation on this, what is happening. But these few days, when I go to my company profile from Google, I couldn't find the, I mean, something has been removed, seems like already has been removed, like I want to post some latest update to Google, but the webpage is already removed, and I couldn't log in. And then it appears with different features.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, it's possibly been suspended. It shouldn't be. But if it is, we can uplift the suspension. Are you guys at the 8-hour court? Is that the address?
Yes.
In East Brunswick?
Yes, right. This is the address.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have 125 Google reviews. It's saying that your business has been verified with Google. So if there is a suspension on the listing, we could uplift that listing. That's no problem.
Okay, please do it for me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's no problem. That would be the first thing that we would do for the business. But as far as, like, the placement, is this something that you could see a value in moving forward with?
Okay. Yeah, please, I would like to move forward with this one. So what is,
so I have
to do that?
No, I have to create the profile, and then we have to secure the listing. We'll also need to do a client interview with you guys tomorrow to go over all the specific services that you want to be listed for and the service area that you cover. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you guys taking calls somewhere that you don't travel to. Does that make sense?
Okay. So tomorrow, you mean tomorrow, right? for the schedule?
Well, tomorrow would be for the client interview. Today I would just have to create the profile, so just verify some basic information that we already have on your GMV, and just make sure nothing's changed, and then obviously secure the first month payment.
Okay, I have time for today, but it's not tomorrow because I'm out of the town for tomorrow with a busy schedule. So
okay.
Maybe if let's say you are okay with today, 4 o'clock my time, 4 to 5.
They have a meeting at that time. I can do 5 to 6, you think, today?
No.
Too late?
Unfortunately, it's not. Yeah, too late for me. So I have 4 to 5 today, and after that will be next Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I could schedule it for Monday. What time do you want to do on Monday?
Monday, I can do it like... in the time of 4 to 6, I can make it. You just let me know your time, what time can you call me, so I will just stand by for that time.
Yeah, I'm going to actually schedule it between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to
mm-hmm.
send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll also text
mm-hmm.
you 1 hour before just to make sure that you're ready and that it's still a good time for you. So what's your business email
okay.
address?
samglass9955@gmail.com.
Okay, can you spell the first and last name for me?
My first and last name.
No, for the email. Can you respell the email
okay.
for me? Yeah.
Okay. SamGlass 9955.
ASS?
Yes, Glass.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So SanGlass9955@gmail?
Yes, right.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you the invitation for your client interview appointment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm also going to add this to the profile. So we're going to send over like the invoice receipt to that email, as well as the outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you guys have it in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then...
When you send the email, can you just please, remark with your direct phone number, which I can reach you, if anything?
Yeah, of course. Here, I'll send it to you now, actually. You get
mm-hmm.
texting on this number?
Text number? You can text to this cell phone number.
Yeah, I'm going to text you right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 609-906-1072.
Okay, I sent it. Did you get it? It'll say, hi, this is John.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You.
Yeah, and then you could save that. That's my direct extension. So that number is connected to customer service. We have 24/7 customer service, but if you want to call me directly, you have to hit the extension 544.
Okay, I got you. So you are actually calling from the Google?
We're a premier Google partner, so Google doesn't actually call you. They have their partners call you. But
okay.
we are calling you from Southern California, and if you Google us, we're right next to Google. So I can hit them with a rock. They're right outside.
Okay, so what's your company name?
Local Splash, LOCAL, and then Splash like water, SPLASH.
Oh, okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can you please help me to, after the phone call, can you please help me to put it back, those features which I want to add some updates which disappear suddenly. Can you please help to do that after the call?
What features on your Google Business profile?
Okay, let's, usually when I want to update my, I have some pictures, my photos, I want to update daily.
Oh,
so after the lady called me a few days ago, it disappeared suddenly. And I'm not sure as what we discussed just now, maybe it has been suspended or anything. I'm not sure. So is there anything to verify or anything? Yet?
So you can send them in, but we won't be able to actually post them until the client interview because we need to gain access to the Google Business profile for the business. Okay, the client interview is scheduled for Monday, but what I'll do is I'm going to send you another text message with the email address. It's very easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Send them there, and then when we contact you on Monday for the client interview, we'll already have them, and then we can get the login credentials, and we can add that to your Google Business page for you.
Okay, got you.
Okay, perfect. I just texted it to you. All right. And then you spell your first name just S-A-N?
You mean the owner or myself?
Well, you. I'm going to have you as the primary on the account since we're creating it together.
Oh, okay. S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Okay. Shane. And then what's your last name? Okay, yeah.
L-E-E.
L-E-E. Okay. Perfect. That's my mom and my son's middle name, Lee.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and update. Okay. Perfect. And then do you want the hours of operation for the business the same, like 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday?
Yes, right.
Okay. And the address is still the same in East Brunswick?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just update this, make sure it's all matching. For some reason, they had you as Pennington.
But the official, I mean, which is listed, should be the East Brunswick Township.
Yeah, yeah. You want to make sure that it matches up because Google could flag the account if there's like a discrepancy. So if like one saying Pennington and one saying East Brunswick, it confuses the search engine, and then Google kind of takes it down until they can verify what's accurate. So.
Our office is in the East Brunswick Township. The Pennington is not.
Right.
So,
right.
Yes.
So what happens is like the Google listing says the 8-hour court suite A, but you guys have other listings online that were recently created that have a different address. And that's why the account was actually suspended, because they don't know if you moved or if there's two businesses with the same name. It's not somebody manually reading it. If I was reading it, I could tell, obviously, right now that it's you guys, right? I could see the phone number matches and everything. But it's the machine. It's an artificial intelligence that's reading it. And once the address doesn't match up, then it'll suspend the listing until we can clarify and verify that it's accurate and updated. So we'll get that squared away for you. I was just letting you know that's why it was causing you problems. And then, so I have everything set up for the account. I have the client interview scheduled. I'm actually going to fix the client interview because it has your name spelled wrong on there. So I'm just going to re-update it. Give me one second here.
What is the name on file?
S-H-A-N-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Y
totally
is
different.
Yeah, it was close, but not really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And also, I have one more question.
Sure.
Okay. As you know just now, you can see we have 125 of the Google reviews now for the 5 stars.
Right.
But before that, once a while, there will be some customer give us like one rating only. And it becomes 4.9, it's not 5 stars.
Right.
But sometimes, after a couple of months or after some certain period, it will become 5 again. So how is that work? I'm just curious on how is that work. You already become 4.9 and it suddenly jump back to 5.
Yeah, so Google has review monitoring in place for a Google Business profile. They do it automatically once you pass 100 verified reviews. They want to keep it as close to a 5-star as possible. So they'll go in there and they'll try to actually, like you see how you get those automated messages, response from owner, you know, and then it has him respond. If they respond and then the person doesn't respond back, they can list it as an unverified review. You can even say like it's a competing company that's just trying to sabotage or bash your business, and Google can remove those.
Oh, okay, which means I have to, as an owner, I have to respond to those negative reviews. Am I right?
Right. You should respond to the negative reviews. And then also, because we're the account lead, if you say, hey, I've responded to these people, they're not responding back, so that we can resolve any issues that they're having. Or if they say, I do see one review from a Debbie Lee that was 4-star, but it still keeps you guys at 5-star because you have so many 5-star. But if you say, hey, maybe it's somebody bashing your business or it's having a negative effect on your company, review monitoring will come into play and we can actually get those expunged or removed.
Okay, I got you. And just like you mentioned that, like, maybe we already passed how many 5-stars you review and it were like, just
like over 100.
Oh, over 100.
Yeah, you have 125 already for Best Glass LLC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. If let's say, okay, starting from now, let's say I have one or two or couple of the 1-star review, I become 4.9 again. So I have to like wait until I respond back to those 1-star review and it will, after it jumped the threshold of the 200, it will become 5 again.
Right. Yeah, you can dispute it. So the good thing about Google reviews is they're verified reviews. So the person has to be logged into their personal email in order to write the reviews. You can't fake those, right? So even the Google partners, if you're working with one, will dispute it, or Google can also dispute it and ask. Sometimes they'll get an automated message. Instead of waiting for you guys to respond, they'll get an automated message like, sorry to hear about your experience. Can you help, or how can we help or make this right? You know, if they don't respond, then it kind of comes off as maybe it's not somebody, you know, maybe it's a bot or somebody made up the email just to post something negative and spam you. You know, competitors can do that.
Yeah.
So if Google can't verify the review, it doesn't post it. And that's good because then your competitors can't bash you. Another business in your area can't go and make a bunch of fake emails and write reviews for themselves and get a 5-star rating. They know that those are real reviews from real customers that are up there and it's not being misleading to anybody.
Okay, I've got it now. Thank you so
Makes
much
sense?
For the explanation.
Yeah, of course. So I have your business profile created. The last thing we have to do is just secure your first month's payment. But I did get a notification back. So your email, the sanglass9955@gmail, it's saying that the it's not working basically. Like I tried to send a client interview notification to you, and it came back.
Not possible. SAM, is it
is it SAM? SAM, like
SAM
is in Mary?
McDonough.
Ah, got it.
Yes.
Okay, got it. That's my fault. Okay.
It's fine because SAM is actually my husband's name and my name is Shane. So
got
they have different names. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so now I got it because it has your logo there for the business. So this is it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what was happening there. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Shane, how did you want to do that?
Okay. Can I just, do you have my credit card account on file? I'm paying like $350 a month to Google just for the advertisement. So
the
just
ad.
Want to know whether you have the ad, yes.
Yeah.
Can you just add on top of that?
No. It's going to be separated. The Google local listing is separate from your Google Ads campaign.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. But can I just give you the credit card information next Monday when we talk about it? Because now I'm not convenient. I'm just outside the job site.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, we have to secure the first month's payment for a local listing before we could take it off the board. So that way it's not going to another competing company. You guys would be the ones who occupy that spot, at least for the next month until January 8th.
But I really cannot do that. Or maybe if you can give me a call this evening, I can do it for you. But
okay,
now I'm just in the job site. It's not okay for me.
I understand. So what I'll do is I sent the client interview invitation already. I'm going to take it off the board so that way you're not they're not calling any of your competitors in the area. And then I'll call you back between 4 and 5 today.
Today? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
Will that work?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'll contact you. My name's John. You also have my direct number and extension there. I texted it to you. So if you're able to secure the listing prior to then, you feel free to call me directly. Okay. I have it on a hold for you. So I'm basically waiting, for you before we move forward with anything. Okay.
Okay. And, where is your area? Because I just want to confirm our time is the same time.
No, yeah. So I actually have already compensated for that. We're next to Google, so we're in California. So I'm actually going to call you between 1 and 2 my time, which is 4 and 5 your time.
Okay, I see.
Uh-huh.
There are a couple of hours different. Okay, got you.
And it's 3 hours, yeah. 3 hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I got you set for a call back at that time. Like I said, if anything changes or you have any questions prior to then, just feel free to call me as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Shane, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.